All right, babies, we're back.
Woo-hoo, yeah.
Time to get funky with the Yap Town podcast.
Get down.
Sound like we're at the strip club.
And we were. How come I can't hear out of this ear? Oh, that's my deaf ear.
Is it the one you got to go to your nose and throat people for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We have a guest today, Chris.
I'm
this
not the guest.
This is Chris, Tony, and
Matt.
Matt.
I don't know. We just kind of picked him up on my way over here.
Straggling cat.
Walking along the bridge. Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, you saved somebody by picking him up and bringing him in here. Somebody
I don't know if I, today this could not, be torture.
Somebody will not be mugged.
I had to take off my newspaper and get up off the street.
That was funny, Matt. Wow. So it's actually not Saturday. It's Sunday. I did say Saturday.
Yeah, we're off a day because of Chris and her oil change. It lasted 3 hours yesterday.
Let's actually talk about that.
Okay.
What the hell happened yesterday?
So I got to the place to get my oil changed at 8:30 because my nephew said to be there early because he works there. He doesn't do the oil changes. He sells cars. And then there were people ahead of me, and then they had to bring another car in to put a sticker on it because it was being sold. And so I got out of there about 11:30.
11:30.
Yeah.
I guess they passed the 30-minute guarantee on the oil change.
It was not Domino's. It was, well, it was free, though. So.
Oh, yeah. That's why. The paying customers get first dibs.
Well,
I
was
did that.
Like I get free oil changes for a year because that's where I bought my car.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday was like the last day you could do it.
You don't want to name the company?
No, it's a good company. It's Second Car.
I think it's called the second
auto.
Car.
I would have gone to the first car.
In Londonderry.
First car auto.
They do a really good job. My nephew's name is Kevin Taylor. Just give a little shout out.
That's why you went.
He's excellent. He'll take care of all of your automobile needs.
He's not even 21 yet, I bet.
No, he is 23 or 24.
Why do you know that?
Because he's my nephew.
Your nephew?
Oh, yeah. That's gross. I don't listen.
You can sell eyes to a polar bear. Yeah.
Where I was. So I did miss the podcast yesterday. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
So now we're here on a Sunday.
I'm here every day. So, I mean, whether
but
we do it
the Sunday allowed me to pick up a stranger on the way.
Yes. Let's describe
the
this
stranger.
He actually looks better this time than the last time I saw him. Why? What? Do you get younger? I mean, still, not much gray hair up top. Nothing. There's no gray hair up top.
It's time for a haircut, though.
That's what it is. You don't, the longer hair makes you look like a teeny bopper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Keep it going.
All right.
Get a ponytail.
I told me he should grow it as long as mine.
Well, that would be... Yeah. He'd make a good-looking long-haired dude.
No.
You got the face for it.
Dude looks like a lady.
Did you ever have long hair? Like,
never.
Never?
No.
He was in the Army.
He was in the Army
I think
for
that's what he
years,
told me on the way over.
Yeah, that's not accepted.
The Army?
The long hair in the Army.
Long-haired, freaky people.
We're not having cappuccinos today, just to give people an idea. We are drinking a new coffee bean that was sent via mail. God help us. It's actually not too bad. This one is called Loudmouth.
Oh, perfect.
It's got hints of...
Maple?
No, I added maple to yours, that's why. but mine is just heavy cream and black coffee, so I can taste like cherry.
It's my favorite noise effect that you do.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
But make a noise effect.
Can you do anything?
Guest. Oh, no. That's not a noise effect.
That was
effect.
His cheek. He just grabbed his cheek. That's what you guys heard.
No, he didn't.
So what is on the agenda for today? We were going to start with some, you know, let's talk about postpartum depression.
Oh, my God. That's really... Yeah.
I think I'm ready. I'll pick you up in a little bit.
Did you guys have...
Yeah. You want to come back in about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
No. All right, so...
It'll be fun, trust me. Yeah. We'll make it fun.
The only reason we talked about this was because... Why did we talk about this? We started talking about it the other day at work,
kids.
And then it was like, all right, we're going to save it. But really, all I wanted to say was, after I had the second baby... No.
Oh, too early.
Not yet.
Too early for that.
Premature. I realized that, I don't know, somewhere in the back of my mind, I thought it was going to be like it used to be when I was in high school with all my friends around and just having fun and stuff. And after I had the second baby, which was like 20 years after I graduated,
yeah,
it wasn't like that. No. It was never going to be like that again. And that's what hit me the hardest.
It sunk in at that point.
It did. It was weird. It was like I knew it wasn't going to, but I always like held out hope that it would, you know, like all my friends would still be around and all my family would still be around forever. But then
well, can I tell you where you made your mistake?
Having a baby?
No. It was having friends. Me not having friends and then having kids.
Yeah.
There was no depression. I had nothing to relate it to. So.
Well, that's because your kids were your friends and they had to like you because you made them. You know what I mean?
Did.
So you like made your own friends.
That's a good way to put it.
What do you think? Kinda,
and my own enemies.
Well, we were talking about having your friends around. I was just listening to the podcast from June 26th, and you're talking about having all your friends come over and pay you to come in the house and hang out.
Oh, yeah, those were my parties that I used to have. Yeah.
From then to now, it's trying to get you to go out and do stuff. You don't like to go out anymore. You must have done all your partying when you were in high school.
What?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
No. Dude. It's true. I did. So I
should have had my wife on this episode, too.
Yeah. That's right. Because she'd tell us a story or
that's
two,
a big
I'm sure.
Subject in our house of going out, you know, and doing stuff.
It doesn't happen that often. No.
Never.
Well, I feel like I don't feel like we can do the same things I used to do. Like, I can't party all night at a bar. It would take me 3 weeks to recover from that right now. Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I would feel like I got hit by a truck.
I thought you were like a party animal. I never knew. No this way. Is new news to me.
Yeah.
I thought you like went out like every night.
Oh my God.
No.
Really?
I have to fight to get her to drink a half a glass of wine.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
The truth is out.
Yeah.
I know. I never
tries to get me drunk every night.
Not every night.
We should do wife swap.
Nice.
We should do wife swap. Because my wife sounds just like what he's saying. That's what my wife tells me. Like every, like, because I don't, first of all, I don't drink. I don't have, like, the friends I have, my wife won't hang out with. So it's like, she, like, we just had a, like,
well,
no
if
joke.
You stop playing D&D every night.
What's that?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh.
I'm a nerd. So I know what that is.
Oh. That's why you don't want to go out at night, because you play that?
No. There's a new game I've been playing called the Rubik's Cube.
Oof.
I sit there and...
Like the real one?
The real Rubik's, yeah. I picked it up again recently, so that's like my... instead of going out with the wife, I sit there and I'm like, how fast can I do this?
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I don't do that, honey.
No.
At least I sit there and watch
she's
TV
not that
with
much
you.
Of a
yeah.
with me.
So speaking of fun things, last podcast you were talking about going to see your dad.
Yeah,
playing
I did that.
How'd that go?
Very well.
It was a good show?
It was fun and funny at the same time. To see my dad up there on his bass jamming away.
Yeah.
And they had like, they live in a 55 and older community up in Freedom, New Hampshire, up in the mountains.
Freedom.
And it was so awesome. Like, there was kind of still, they were supposed to be kind of socially distanced according to the park rules. So they had cones set up so you can't get too close.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody in the, like anybody that showed up on golf carts. So they had a whole entire, they had like hundreds of people, like maybe a couple hundred people.
Was it like a drive-in with golf carts?
Did they sit in their golf carts?
Yeah, some people, you know, got out and put chairs like.
Danced, and mosh pit.
I got some video of it. Oh my God, there's people, not a lot. There was a couple of people that had a few drinks and decided to dance in front of 200 people.
Nice.
Yeah, but your dad was loving it. Like,
yeah,
he was
no,
probably up there,
great,
like,
yeah.
jamming.
What was his best song that he played?
Well,
the band played.
I think they were definitely rusty, but they did a few good ones. There's a Beatle, I think it's a Beatle song.
Hey, Jude.
No, don't get me out. I like it.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh my God. We're going to take a break while Tony tries to remember.
They do Born to Be Wild really well, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there's another one. I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Nice.
You know, kind of like classic rock mixed with some. They do Amy. Remember Amy, What You Want to Do?
Oh, yeah, I like that song.
A little bit of like acoustic strumming stuff,
Clapton?
Too.
No.
That was Vince Gill.
Vince Gill, yeah.
And his band was the Prairie. I think it was something Prairie Dogs.
Is he country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's country.
Mm-hmm.
Amy's a country song.
Oh.
Yeah.
I liked it,
it's
though.
Like mainstream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not really twangy.
It's like 70s.
I guess. Yeah, so they're like 60s to 90s, you know, covers and stuff. And
that's cool.
And like my dad's 70, I think he's 76.
Mm. He was,
you know,
jamming and
he
loved it.
He's up there jamming, singing and...
Isn't it weird to think about? My dad is going to be 75 this year.
Wow.
And your dad's 76 and still just running around playing guitar.
Yeah, he's doing all the stuff now that, you know, when you have a family, you know. My dad was a musician, you know, he was in bands before Vietnam and stuff like that. And then he went to Vietnam. And then when he came back, you know, he started getting real jobs and stuff like that and had a family. And then, you know, growing up, we always had guitars lying around. My dad would play around, you know, like.
That's like, why you're musical?
Campfires. Yeah, my dad.
Are your brother and sister musical?
Yeah, my brother, they picked it up a little bit. Like, yeah. My brother picked up the guitar. I was initially, I picked up piano. So I was playing piano, and then my brother had the guitar, and I'm like, oh, man, that thing's cool. I want to play that. Because, you know, Van Halen was out. So he spent about a year on it and just kind of, like, left it in the corner, and then I started to, you know, pick it up. My dad showed me a few chords, you know, and kind of, like, jammed with me. You know, in the beginning, and showed me like how to do the basics, and then after that, I was like off. You know, I was kind of like,
well, I've seen some of your videos. You're incredible.
Well, and
that's not really him. That's a stand-in.
Yeah, that's kind of like I had three stages of guitar. You know, in the beginning, I was more of a strummer, and then still playing keyboards and piano and stuff. And then I got in my first band right around 14. And it was a Rush cover band. I mean, the first band to get into a Rush cover band. I never heard of Rush. Mm. That stuff's not, you know.
What'd you play with them?
Technical. We did like
Rush.
No, yeah. What guitar did you play? Did you play bass?
No, I was guitar. I was Alex Lifeson and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the first song I ever learned by Rush was Xanadu. So they're like, can you listen to this
song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got like an intro. It's like 20 minutes long. It's all guitar. And like, so I kind of like learned fast. And I didn't know what I was doing even up until probably like 16, 17, where I just kind of like said, you know, maybe I should learn more about, you know, what I'm doing. So rather than just mimicking. And then I put it down for like, you know, after 17. I decided to work more on my body and get into shape, so I put.
And then you got the ladies.
Then I got the lady, I was kind of like in and out of guitar. I was in bands when I was in my 20s too, off and on. But my dad, you know, he was always just kind of like he'd strum guitar on the campfire, and every once in a while his band would have a reunion, and he would take me with him and stuff. And that was cool when you're young and you see your dad's old band, and they're all like sitting
Harrison
around.
Harrison played with your dad.
Yeah, my son got to play with his band in Florida. My son went down to Florida and sat in on the drums with a band
cool.
that he's in down
like
there.
You're so in the band with your grandfather,
It was kind of weird, you know. And actually, I regret not like
making
sitting
that trip,
sitting in with my dad's band on the last time I saw them, because I'm like, I haven't played with my dad like since I was a kid.
You should do it.
Yeah, I think the next one I might just jump up there and. See if they'll let me sit in.
Twanging. And what?
Twanging?
I don't know.
You just said twanging? Was that you?
No.
That's me.
Chris.
My girl voice.
It was just some of the videos that you put out on YouTube are just incredible. How come you don't, do you play in a band?
Not right now. I mean, like every once in a while, the band that I was in, we sit, you know, like we come in here, you know, and we'll just kind of like go over some original stuff and. Mm-hmm. Swap ideas, and then there's like we kind of put it down, you know. It's really not I'm kind of like my mentality on the band thing is like I gotta pay more attention to my business, especially after pandemic, you know, where things are down and music takes you away from your priorities in my experience anyway.
So does TikTok.
Yeah, that too. It's just
YouTube.
Like TikTok, it is, it's addicting,
and pizza ovens.
Yeah, it takes for me, it's like I can't have a professional life and be in a band for some reason. It's like I have to commit to one or the other. I can't do both, you know. I can't just.
Kara's words?
You think there would be? I personally can't do it. What?
What?
Huh?
Sounds like it's his words.
I said, is that your words or your wife's words?
Those are my words after people saying them to me over and over for 20 years. It is true, though. I mean, when you look at, you know. You know, my business was like when I was in a band, for example, in 2007 to 2010, 2011, my business was going like I was putting it on the back burner. It was going down.
See, that's why I don't go out every night. I won't be able to perform at work.
It is. Yeah. I mean, maybe it's an age thing.
It is.
You know, I'm 46 now. So, I mean, I don't really get off playing in bars anymore. You know, bars aren't my thing. And
me either.
I only like stadiums.
So you live vicariously for Harrison?
No applause,
exactly.
Just money.
I like watching what he's doing, and you know, he's in. He takes it to the extreme. He's in like three bands.
Yeah.
But they're all playing out, and he's got things brewing, so I'm excited for him, and I do. And I record, and I like to make little videos once in a while, and that's all I need.
That keeps you in it.
That keeps me mentally tuned, you know. I don't want to forget how to play, so I every once in a while, like I'm actually working on a new one. If anyone's listening, it's coming down the pike. It's called.
Did you hear that?
Pure Imagination. Remember the Willy Wonka movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a really ambient, funky guitar version of that I'm learning, and it's just gonna be like electric guitar, maybe some like drums in the back, and the one that goes. Come with me.
Yeah,
and you'll see.
Yeah. Isn't that when? That's when they're on the magic boat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's a boat.
Yeah, when they're riding down the chocolate river.
I just watched it last night. Mm-hmm. My wife is like, "Why did you record Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?" Because now you know I'm.
You know what was on last night?
What? Jaws.
Yeah. It's the beginning of Shark Week.
I had a good nap.
Yeah, my brother texted me and said, "Guess what I'm watching?" And he showed a picture of the TV, and I was like, "Oh!" So we had just where were we? We just taken a walk or something, and I'm like, we ran into the house so I could turn it on.
I watched it. It's free on HBO Max. So I didn't start with the last one though, Jaws: The Revenge.
What did you do? Watch it backwards?
I did three. Then remember the next day, I'm like, I just watched Jaws 3, and then, so tonight I'm going to watch Jaws 2. Did it, and I'll watch Jaws. Like in the end, it's cool when you watch it in reverse.
Yeah, because Jaws. Oh, I think you meant the whole movie in reverse, where Jaws turns around and gives legs to people.
Yeah, no.
He spits him out of his mouth.
Yeah, he spits Quint back out on the boat.
It's Quint.
Quint
screams backwards.
That's when I always wake up.
Yeah.
Yes, I had it on last. You didn't wake up last night during that scene.
I must have been tired.
What is that movie boring to you, Jaws?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. Well, I've seen it. So many times.
I've seen it a billion times.
Me too. I always watch
like
it like this.
It's the first time every time I see it.
Me too. I always see something different in it. And then little things make me giggle.
When was the first time you saw Jaws? Do you remember that?
Probably when I was a kid.
When it came
out. Probably scared the shit out of me then.
See, that's why I love it so much. Because it brings me back to that first time when I snuck down the stairs. Mm-hmm. My parents were watching it on TV. And I was watching it. And they didn't know I was up. So now it's like there's a little bit of nostalgia every time I
get that way with Risky Business.
Risky? Oh, I'm a Tom Cruise fan, but.
And it could only. We decided to. Me and my friend Jen used to sneak down to her basement and we decided to watch it. And I was like, oh my God, this is a rated R movie. And we were like, snuck it. So it was kind of funny.
Guido the Killer Pimp?
Yep. Guido. Yeah.
Another good one, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
You're gonna
give him a big head.
I only have four
so
options,
funny.
But you can program different things. So the next one will have different ones.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's Risk Runs Rome? We got some funky intro music, which you heard in the beginning. Here it is. All right, cut.
It's like a WKRP in Cincinnati. Oh, I already said that, didn't I?
With a little more bass. Yeah, I like this part.
Is that you playing?
No. Oh yeah, I get funky.
Yeah.
I get funky. We got off the depression thing pretty fast.
Oh, that was that was my only depressed.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's not talk about it.
Ever since then, it's been all roses and and unicorns and rainbows
and rain
and rain.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of rain.
You got to go through the rain before you see the rainbow,
dude. I just don't know what to say about this damn rain. It's like 3 days this week now.
Mm-hmm.
Last week it was all rain and something's kicking on.
Yeah.
But I have a pizza pop-up tent that I'm trying to start, and we do it on Fridays. And my first Friday...
We're supposed to do it on Fridays.
Yeah, my first Friday was a tropical, you know, heathen out there.
Elsa.
It was a monsoon.
Elsa.
It was gross.
Elsa, let it rain. Let it rain.
Oh. Do you hear a crackle?
I think it's in Chris's. No, it's when you touch the cord. Anyway, just leave it alone. This is going to be good listening for somebody.
Oh, wait. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's when you move the thing, so
yeah,
don't move the thing.
Yeah, so it's me too. Okay.
Anyway, right, what do you have to say?
Yeah, Matt, what's going on with you? Anything exciting? Any new news?
New news? Not really.
How's the new route going?
Oh, it's great. I'm up by the big one.
The big one?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What's the big one?
Sorry. It's the ice cream stand up on Concord Street.
Oh, the actual big one.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was metaphorical for something. The big one ice cream stand. The one that the truck went into?
Yeah, yeah. You ran right into it and they got it rebuilt, I guess.
They don't have a drive-through.
No.
Matt is on vacation this week from the post office.
Well, it's really not a vacation. It's like a workcation, so I can pay for our other vacation that we're taking in August.
Oh, you're making money. Oh, what is it? With your business?
Yeah.
Cool.
The buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's been some drama going on there. I've been hearing a little drips and drabs.
There's always some drama.
Yeah.
I wish there was less, but...
Well, you can't... I mean, but once they made murder illegal, it really messed up a lot of people's business, decisions.
Yep.
You can't just off somebody anymore.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
You just have to be stealthy about it.
You know, maybe if you... you remember how we were in one of your buildings looking for ghosts?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a way to, like, actually import, like, spirits into your building and make things, like,
go
creepy on some people? Maybe they'll just leave?
That'd be great. Yep. Or you can just increase their rent until they can't pay and... Or...
Or that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm not playing this game. I'm... Whatever you increase it to, I'm paying it.
Yeah.
I'm staying here.
I'm winning.
Well, I'm winning. Yeah, they're a bunch of winners.
One of the people moved out. I don't know how much we should talk about, but...
Oh, yeah, because it might be a legal thing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't know where it is or who these people are, so...
I have a question.
Huh.
Why does your gas smell worse when you cup it in your hand than when you just let it, like, naturally drift up your nose?
Is that why you just moved your hand up by your face there?
Do you know what I'm saying?
No. Why would you have your hand near your face?
Well, you've done that.
Shit.
You've done that.
I have?
Yes,
why do
you
look at me like you've seen me do some of this shit?
That's what
I just drooled.
Everybody's done it. You've done it.
Why does it...
Yeah, like, why is it like so... It's like methane, like straight out of a methane tube.
Wow, here we go.
And then when you just like pass it...
Sometimes it's worse than other times. You notice that? Sometimes it's, I guess it depends on what you eat.
But that doesn't explain why when you put your hand down there...
Well, why would you have your hand down there if shit's coming out of you?
Is that what it is? Is actual material coming out?
Yeah.
No.
This is a very scientific conversation.
But
I'm just curious about your opinion on that.
Usually I don't hold my hand over my butt when I park.
No.
No.
Have you ever held that over somebody else's butt? And smelt
it? Yeah, when I was 10.
That's it. There's names
when I was like brothers, when you used to light them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold your little brother down and fart in his face.
Oh,
my brothers used to do that to me.
I would never do that to somebody. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, right.
My brother spit in my face, like held me down.
Ew.
And you know how some brothers will drop the spit and then suck it back up?
Oh,
he didn't suck it up?
It was just like, you knew it was going to land right on your forehead.
Ah.
That's gross.
So you were the little brother, huh?
Yeah, I was the little one.
No, I was the big brother.
I was the middle child, and my sister would kick my ass too, my younger sister.
She got kicked by both.
So you got your ass kicked all the time, huh?
No, I was the older one. I was the one kicking.
I literally kicked my brother's ass when.
And then my middle brother got bigger than me, so he was the one kicking for a little while.
There was a time when my brother, you know, if he catches you in his big hands and stuff like that, you're done. But I was quick. I got to a point where I was quick, and I was just getting into like taekwondo and things like that, and. I remember one time I walked in the kitchen. He was standing at the kitchen sink in the house I grew up in. And I go, hey. And I wanted to try out this new move. And I just wanted to ghost him where you don't actually hit him. You just pretend. And the move
You made contact?
Yeah, oops. I totally made contact. The move is you go to kick him in the knee. And then they bring their hand down. And then you quickly bring your foot up and snap it right up to their face. And I'm like, he didn't know what I was doing. I just went, hey. And he turned around, and he went just like in the the lesson. They bring their hand down, and then you snap up your leg, and I cracked him right in the eyeball.
And then you had to run.
And I ran.
Broke his orbital socket.
Oh, his eyeball turned like blood red for like 3 weeks.
Dude, he's planning his revenge even now.
Oh my God,
40 years later.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean I. But if he caught me a. He could beat me in a fight growing up. Now I think I could take him. I totally think I could take him. But I don't like to hit. So that's why he wins. Because he has no problem. Like, if he has to hit somebody, you can do it. Yeah. Me, I never like to hit people.
Well, when you're as old as us, the pen is mightier than the fist.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can stab him with the pen?
No.
That was when I was young, too.
Yeah. Somebody, you can get in trouble now for hitting people, so it's not worth it.
Not your
anymore.
Brother, though.
I think it's fair game when it's your family.
Yeah, when it's your family, it's okay.
Is it really?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
My brothers wouldn't hit me. They used to hit me.
I wouldn't want to have somebody hit you. Oh. Or get hit.
No. Have you ever been, like, punched, Chris?
No.
What about a girl fight?
No.
In high school, nothing?
No.
I never got in a fight in my life.
I got in arguments, but it never turned physical.
All right, what's that like? Can you relive it for us?
Oh my God, one time?
You don't know me?
No, there's it. At the band camp. It must have been when I was in like ninth grade or something like that. I was dating a boy named Todd. He lived like two streets over and he was like a soccer player. And come to find out he was dating another girl at the same time. So, and we found out about each other. I don't remember how. So we both went over to his house and knocked on his door. And he answered the door and he was like, I'm like, hey, how are you? So we kind of both broke up with him.
Oh, man.
That was a good story.
It could have gone two ways, and it went the bad way.
I was going to go the other way. I was hoping
it went the bad way.
It was, you know what? He could have reacted, but he didn't, so we couldn't really do anything. But we stayed friends after that, me and the girl. Yeah, good story.
Let's hear that. Ooh. Let's hear it for friends.
Yep, friends. Mm-hmm. New friends.
Oh, that cut off quick.
Yeah.
And no other arguments, really. Yeah.
I just thought about the plight of a mailman. One of the things that I had to do this week, there's... The cluster box is like in front of an apartment building, the little 6x6 cube that's a foot long there that you get your mail out of at an apartment building.
Yeah.
Well, people don't check their mail, and they'll leave it there for like 3-4 weeks at a time.
How can you not check your mail? Like, I have to check my mail every day.
I never do.
So you're probably one of the people.
Yeah, I'd be one of those people.
Yeah. So I stuffed.
And you have a cluster box, don't you? Yeah. When you get your mail over it.
Yeah, I do. It's all junk, 90% junk, and then an IRS letter.
That's what this guy, he says that too. And anyway, so... His box was full, so I pulled it all out. It was
That's
probably,
what she said.
Yeah. It filled up one of those big tubs after I pulled it all out because I had stuffed it so full. And then I figured out where his room was, and I went over and knocked on his apartment. And he opened the door, and I was like, hey, how you doing? Are you feeling okay? And he's like, well, I had to have an eye operation. Well, I mean, your eye operation is not going to stop you from going down and checking your mail or having someone else check your mail for you, right? And he's like, no. I was, well... Obviously, you haven't checked for almost a month and a half. So here's your mail, and make sure you check it. So he was. And
you're
going to
get a nice Christmas tip from him.
Oh yeah, he's going to give me a big hug.
Yeah, big wet kiss.
Yeah. The other favorite thing that I do is I bring the mail back to the office and send it return to sender, and they don't usually come and worry about it until about a month and a half, 2 months later.
Wow.
And then when they start getting their cable bill returned to the cable company, that's when they start calling.
Cable bills are like,
they get the cable shut off because they didn't
that's
pay the
serious
bill.
Stuff. Yeah. Once their cable's gone, they can't watch Maury Povich, man. You're surprised.
Jerry Springer.
Yep.
You are the father.
I know.
You are.
That's, I mean, if there's ever hostage situations, they shouldn't, I mean, the hostage negotiator is nil. You don't need him. Just shut the freaking cable off in that and give him like 20 minutes.
Turn the Wi-Fi off.
Yeah, turn the Wi-Fi. No phone, no cable. Done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something to say.
That's odd.
I know. It comes right out like diarrhea. Tony has a dolphin sound. Make your dolphin sound.
We just did.
That's also a queef.
Oh.
Ow. As long as you don't cup that one.
No. That's... I don't know how you. I don't know how you walk around with those things. Who was that?
Oh, that was me.
Oh,
I think it was.
Walk around with what?
You want to call somebody?
A vagina?
No.
Yeah, I don't. No, let's not talk about it.
It's my free poker chips.
Let's not talk about vaginas and depression.
Okay, that's where they go hand in hand.
Creepy subjects.
Usually, those are exciting subjects. One of them. We can call. So, who do you want to call?
Oh, nothing. How is life, by the way? Not having any kids in school.
It's good.
Yeah.
I never see him.
You still have...
But we still have my daughter. She's in school till the end of next year.
So, senior?
She's a senior.
She's a senior going into this year here.
Man.
Yep. Isn't it good, though? Your kids are all out.
It's a big chip, you know,
it's
off my shoulder. It's a,
I don't really know
it's
why.
It's stress that you don't have to worry about. And
Ben's got a good... He got a better job than I expected him to get the first thing out of high school. He's
That's like $18 more, yeah, more an hour,
yeah,
right?
He's installing, what do you call it, the...
Fiber optic
cables.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you had to go to college for that stuff.
Oh, they give him a drill and...
Jeez.
Yep.
Rip stuff off the wall. They put him up on a lift.
It's full time. It's like he's just, I never see him. He's always with this woman or working. So this is how life is supposed to
That's
be.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yep. And I think, you know, once they get
My
a taste
son
of that.
My son just got a new Xbox.
Oh, Ooh. Shit.
So we'll never see him again.
Does he make money for playing Xbox?
He does, but he also loses, so it evens off, you know.
What does he do to make money playing Xbox?
Play, like, tournaments and stuff.
Play tournaments, and if they win, they get, you know, they'll split, like, $100 or $200 or something like that with him and his team.
That doesn't make $18 an hour.
No. It's not what he told. When I opened up a PayPal account for him, you know, I would, for the longest time, we wouldn't.
Is it attached to your credit card?
Of course. Not my credit card, but my bank, but it's only... If we upload money to it, you can't, you know, I put a thing on there so you can't.
Just take money out of your account.
Just take money in my account. Like, say he makes a bet for more than what, you know, whatever. So, so he's like, oh my God, Dad, I'm like, I'm going to make so much money. You know, I beat people all the time. The first five people he played, he lost. And it's only like $5. You know, he's only betting $5 ahead. And then he also makes money. He designs banners and stuff for gamers.
Nice.
What the fuck's that noise?
That's Jose.
Jose B.
Hola.
I don't think he's coming in here.
That's the ghost.
He just got off the elevator.
The ghost of Mexico past.
Oh, my God. It's like,
he has heavy footprints.
Is he coming in?
I don't see him this way.
You can hear them through this mic.
Yeah.
That's the ghost. That's not Jose or Jose B.
That is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kids out of school. And for me, it's just
it was less a pain stress.
It was a pain in the ass to have, like, because, you know, you're...
I'm excited to do your homework. He's graduated and moved along. And then also Tyler, Chris's older son, has got a good job down in Florida now.
And your daughter has a job. Doesn't have a job, but she raises her kids.
Yeah.
Is it about the fact that they're starting to be self... reliant that makes it easier to go to bed. I don't have that yet.
No, not where they're doing their own thing and have the car and just go.
Ella's got her license.
They make whatever money and they spend whatever they're gonna spend.
How old was Ella when she got her license?
16 and a half or 16, almost 17, because the COVID, she couldn't take the test right when she wanted to and stuff like that.
Mine's 17 and a half and he has no license, so and he doesn't want to drive. Yeah.
Why would he want to drive? He's got you to drive him around.
He doesn't go anywhere. I don't drive him around.
It's true.
And he walks here. We live like 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
I think once he gets a taste of money, then he'll have to get a license so he can go to his job, whatever job
that's
going to
be. You're so positive.
Mm-hmm.
Very positive thinker.
I know.
But you're wrong.
I know. He's got to. What is he going to do?
I know. You live at home. He's going to live at home forever.
Is there like a cutoff age where you...
Well, Harrison's 22, so it's the cutoff keeps getting old, you know, pushed up in the 20s.
See, do you?
That's Jose.
Oh, he really likes cleaning.
Wow,
he has fun cleaning, doesn't he? Oh, look at the toilet. Ooh.
So when you have teenagers that have graduated out of high school and stuff like that, we're already talking with Ben. We're going to charge him some rent. Yep. So he's, you know, are you charging Harrison and
Harrison pays rent. Hunter will once he starts making money, and he's actually going to be working for me. So
I spoke to Kevin, my nephew, yesterday, and he pays rent. He pays what Ben's going to be paying, and he doesn't pay his phone bill, but he pays.
Harrison pays rent and his phone,
mm-hmm.
which still he's still getting a great damn deal because I mean we do his laundry.
Yeah,
you know, it's not. I don't even want the money. I want him. I want him to
it's not about the
bills.
Money.
Ironically,
it's not that I don't want to have him in the house. I just want to know that he can support himself. That's more important to me.
We don't see him anymore. He always stays over at his girlfriend's house now that he's got this job with his girlfriend's dad.
Father.
Yeah. And so.
Wow, he's evil. So evil.
So I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe he's just going to say I'm moving into my girlfriend's house. Mm. And then what? You still got to pay rent because you got all your shit downstairs. Yeah,
still storage charge.
Yeah, and he comes home and fills up his lunchbox with food.
He eats all of our groceries. He comes. Oh, yeah.
You know, even when he gets his own place, that'll probably still happen for a while.
Yeah.
You know what? Then it won't be such a big deal. Wow.
Dude, it sounds like...
Wow.
Sounds like
is
a
there a party in the
sounds
bathroom?
Sounds like a meeting with the Spanish homeless people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's be quiet to see if they say anything about the gringo.
Gringo, he just said it.
Did he?
I think they're... Are they in the bathroom with no ceiling? Cleaning the bathrooms?
I think it's a
they
Tinder
sound very
date.
Close.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're in the bathroom cleaning, so it echoes up.
He's so evil.
Oh, wrong one.
He's so evil, his laugh.
His laugh is in Spanish, too. You think, how is that possible? Like, white people are like, like you just did.
Is there sign then, language in different languages?
Hold on. And then Colombians are like, wah, 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 wah.
That's why they call it American Sign Language. So there's probably other forms for different countries.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Do you speak any other languages?
Well, I know bits and pieces of German and Korean and
Bosnian. Bosnian. Da? Mm-hmm. Da? Mm-hmm.
I could ask you for a cigarette in just about every language.
Wow. How about in English?
How about I quit?
What about, what? And British, it's like...
A fag.
Can you spot me a fag?
Tobayana, just say, oh.
What?
Can I have a cigarette in Korean? Just say, oh, please.
Just say, oh?
Just say, oh.
Just say, oh.
Yobaso.
Yobaso.
Yobaso is when she answers the phone.
Yobaso. Everything's with an O?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Hmm.
Anigaseo. Hello.
What? Racist.
Shit, right?
That's hello.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that one again.
No.
Not in Harlem. Don't say that.
You are a hoe. I'm a what?
All right, I think he's gone. Nope, he's still here.
So speaking of international things, what's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
A friend of mine is from Laos, and every weird thing I've ever eaten was over his house in like a month span. One of the weirdest things I had was a duck embryo.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
They boil, the eggs are bigger, and they're big eggs, and they were boiling eggs, and I'm like, oh, we're going to have boiled eggs? That's a weird lunch, so... They put a big boiled egg in a cup, and then they crack the shell, and you peel it, and it's a freaking duck in there.
So like an actual. So it's like he's still soft and stuff.
Yeah, his beak is soft, the eyes, everything, and it's attached to
that's
the white.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's actually grosser than what I was thinking about.
Oh.
What were you thinking about?
And I ate it.
Yeah.
It was bland.
What was?
That was the worst part of it.
Was the beak crunchy and stuff?
It was soft. It was like eating.
Like a soft shelled crab.
No, I don't
eat
crab.
I'm going to vomit.
You ever eat like the, like when you eat chicken, a breast, and on the corner you might have a little bit of the cartilage?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. You could definitely chew it up. It was soft. But it was also, it was like cartilage. It had some, you know.
Oh my God. So in
and the feathers too. You eat the feathers.
That sounds gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a baby.
When I was in Korea, we had all kinds, like I had octopus and different kinds of squid, all kinds of fish.
Well, I'm Italian, I've had that stuff. Yeah. But
they also eat kegogi,
and I tried
that.
What is that?
Well, the bulgogi is beef. Kegogi is
beer.
You know, think about canine.
Dog.
Yeah.
It wasn't like on a street market.
No,
like
it was in a restaurant.
Oh man.
Yeah. Was it? What
you
breed
ever had
was puree, it?
Goat.
Yeah.
It tastes like goat.
That's what I heard people taste a little bit like goat, too.
You tried some?
No, I want to know what people taste like, so yeah. I didn't
like
try it.
It's like
soil
and green?
Well, is Jeffrey Dahmer still alive? You can ask him.
That documentary on that, those soccer players that went down and said
alive?
Alive, yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't cook the meat. They just ate it.
Yeah.
And they ate butt. Didn't they eat the butt?
They started with the butt flesh. But they compared it to a little bit like goat.
Oh my God. And, imagine somebody eating your butt.
Not when you're alive.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's a whole different conversation.
So, dog, you definitely got me beat. I mean,
I think that the duck is grosser.
Really?
Yeah.
Than a dog?
Yeah. I don't know. Mine was all cleaned and cooked, and
mine was bland.
Didn't look at it and see the snout coming out of it.
It's just, it's a little off.
I mean, you had feathers and beak and everything like that.
I didn't know. Yeah. I had to take one for the team.
Yep.
So I took one or two.
So what was your, like, when I was in Germany, my favorite thing was Jägerschnitzel.
Is that beer and, like, pretzels?
No.
Schnitzel.
It's actually
like a sausage.
It's a piece of chicken.
Breaded?
Schnicken is
You've made schnitzel before.
I do. I make a pork schnitzel here once in a while with bread and lemon.
So wouldn't you think like schnicken? You think that's chicken, right?
Schnicken.
No. Yeah.
That's actually ham.
Schnicken.
Schnicken. And then
Oliven. Champignon. Tomaten.
Tomatoes. Champagne.
I know some German, like some of the food. We had a German guy that worked in my kitchen.
Here's a good one for you since you like cooking and stuff like that. You say geschmeckt.
Geschmeckt.
Mm-hmm. It means taste good.
Geschmeckt.
Yeah, that's my favorite German word. I don't know why.
Geschmeckt.
Yeah.
Did you learn that one in the red light district?
No, I learned it at the restaurant.
Oh, in the restaurant.
Yeah.
If you don't say geschmeckt after, you know, the lady will smack you across the face.
No.
Geschmeckt.
Yeah.
And then she gives you a discount.
Yeah. Then you ask for the check, zahlen bitte. So you get the check, and then when you don't give tips there either, you just give the. So if it comes to like $12.50 or 12 marks 50, or now it's euros, you leave the 50 cents for the tip, and that's it.
12
sounds
euros
like here.
Is
sounds like Canada.
It's like $10, or American would be 14.
Well, when I was there, it was marks. Now I think it's euros.
Yeah,
but showing my age, it's been a while.
I've never left the country. You left the country though. I mean, that's great. I've always wanted to I left the country once. I went to Jamaica. That's not really to me, like really exploring the world. My latest thing.
Honey,
sorry.
I'd love to go to Italy.
Italy would be awesome.
Oh man,
I went to Italy when I was. Was there somebody there? Hi, amigo.
Que pasa?
He's ignoring us.
No, he's easy.
Hello. Good. Oh, todo bien, y tú? Yeah? No problem. No problem. Suave. Tu hablas?
You want to talk on this?
Oh, yeah. Da. Can you translate what that? What did he say?
What is this, Rico Suave?
Yeah, just suave is cool.
Really cool, smooth. Yeah,
smooth.
There you go.
Yeah. Rico.
Yeah.
I didn't ever eat anything weird. Maybe like some calamari or something.
I went to Portugal one time when I was in high school also. They have excellent fish over there. They have the one that I thought was really good. It was like a huge crab, probably like 10 or 15 inches wide and by sixes. And then they cut off the top and they flip it open and they make a dipping sauce out of the crab meat, and then you have like a big loaf of bread beside that, and you dip it into the crab sauce in there. It
sounds
delicious.
Pretty good. It's like buttery,
creamy,
crackery.
Yeah.
I've never had crab.
No.
Never had crab.
I made crab here too.
You've had crabs.
I make a really good crab cake here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had the urge to try.
No.
I'm not a shell. Like, I don't like
crustaceans.
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't eat lobster, shrimp. I don't do.
I guess you don't want to go to Bucket Shuck with us then, huh?
Do you tell me about that?
What oysters.
The oysters?
Oysters down at the surf.
I don't think that would be a good thing to start with if I'm not into shell foods.
No.
No. It's like raw. It's like eating bigger boogers with.
I mean, what is
more
it,
burgers?
Honestly, is it the texture?
It doesn't taste like anything, does it?
It's like seawater flavor.
If you don't like it, you're not going to like it. I mean, but it's a definitely.
I might.
Mm-hmm.
I might
but
like
what,
it.
What's but what's the taste? Does it taste like a steamer?
No, there's really not a special taste for it. I mean, you put hot sauce on there and some lemon juice on there.
Yeah, but is it like, what about the texture? How do you get over the texture? Like, I can't. I can't.
I guess it's an acquired thing. If you don't enjoy it, you're not going to enjoy it. But if you do,
The texture aside. Like, is it the flavor? Is it like seawater, salty?
Kind of seawater, kind of chewy. It's a little fishy, but not really.
Do they boil it in like a seasoning?
Oh, there's no boiling at all. It's raw.
It's raw.
Oh my God, that's right.
I forgot. It's still probably alive.
That's so gross.
If you get it right at the pier or something like that,
they just jump right out of the shell into your.
I'm gonna join PETA after we stop this.
I think I would only look for a pearl. Is that where you find a pearl in an oyster?
Yeah, but I think
have you ever found a pearl?
Not in an oyster. Found a little chunks of shell.
Abalone is that one where they have the big pearls?
That's the big shell.
Yeah, or scallops.
Scallops are good.
Isn't that the muscle that opens and closes the shell? It's not the
egg. You eat the muscle?
Yeah.
Eating seafood's fucked up.
Well,
you gotta
imagine the things
the seafood
that people survive on.
How did they know to eat it? Like, that always gets me. Like, how do you know?
When you're hungry, you figure things out.
Look at that thing in the ocean. Get it.
Yeah, look at that.
Let's eat it.
That green thing with claws swimming around in the water. Let's eat that.
That's nothing.
Yeah, but don't eat the females because then there won't be any more left. And
that's just finding something that's floating in the water and eating it or eventually cooking it. But how do you freaking figure out chocolate? Have you seen the process?
I know. How do you figure out like
millions of years
hot dogs? Let's just throw everything in a big casing.
Let's just figure out that's leftovers.
That's extras.
Yeah.
I mean, coffee, for instance, it's like, it's a bean. It's very difficult to, like, in its raw state to, like, get that husk off.
Right.
I mean.
Like pot. How would they know you're growing some? Oh, look at that bud. Let's try to smoke that.
That's a good question. These are all things we should have researched so we had the answers.
Sometimes it's better just not knowing. You know what I mean? Like before we could Google everything, it was just better sometimes just to not know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you know the answer to that? No, I don't know.
How do you know that you can eat a crab? And we're talking through a microphone, through cables, into a machine that's plugged into the wall.
And we're sitting on a chair. Who figured out a chair.
That's way down the line. That was like one of the first three things humans did, I think.
The wheel, the chair, and the toilet.
They dropped out of their mamas, and then like 2 days later, they're in a chair. That's way early.
Sitting on a rock.
Right, like, I don't know, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Like glasses.
Yeah. Do you think if we...
really deep thoughts.
If we committed...
Sex.
You guys, like if we committed a murder, like us three, do you think... Like, for instance, Jose. Say he, just theoretically, this isn't real.
Good thing you put that disclosure on there.
Yeah. If we drew straws, would you kill Jose?
No.
Have you ever killed? You were in the army. Have you ever gone into combat?
What is wrong with your voice? Can you fix
this
that?
This is my creepy voice.
I think
voice.
It's my.
Have you ever gone into combat?
Coming into your Barry White times here.
It's your creepy like.
No.
There's just a little bit of phlegm on one of my vocal cords, and I'm not moving it because it's making my voice sound real.
Hack it up like an oyster.
Hey, baby.
You look like hack it up and spit it out. It looks like an oyster in a half
shell.
Yeah. No, I was lucky. I've never been into I've been into the aftermath of combat a few times, but I've never been into the combat situation.
You've seen like people in the aftermath, or
yeah, I was in Bosnia the two times, and then I was
not the '90s.
Yes.
That was the bad. That was the
bad
time.
It was there right after. I think 95 was. There was a lot of killing going on, and we were there helping clean up and hold hands and make sure that nobody.
Like they were exterminating people.
Yeah, we.
Was it the Croats and the Serbs?
Croats, yeah, Muslims, Croats, Serbs, and some of the guys would come back from their tours out in the field, and they'd smell like death. And
Jesus.
But I never went on one of those
missions.
I wouldn't always. I ended up being a supply guy.
It's odd to me. If you're like in the military, I don't care what side you're on. How do you go into a village? And I saw like videos and just pictures of like whole entire communities lined up like in a pile, like an old lady wearing a jacket, a kid, you know, families
like
just like in a line. Like, how do you think that's okay? I mean, how crazy can things get? You know.
People fighting over religions.
Man.
It happens.
Yeah, it makes them, it almost takes a human out of the equation when you get that, like radical about your religion. It's like you start being a human at some point, and, you know, and thinking it's okay to do do the worst. So let's get back to talking about killing.
Yeah, this is
like if we were gonna kill somebody. Like, I think, you know, I wouldn't know what, like, I really wouldn't know how to kill somebody. Like, I think I would probably run them over with a car.
Or you shoot know, them, like, one shot, one and done.
I don't know, but then, you know, DNA is everywhere, and it's like, even with a car, there's so much DNA after that. You run somebody over, there's a lot of DNA left at the scene, you know?
What if you drown somebody? Then there's not much DNA, because it's in the water.
But that's personal. Like, you hold them under the water?
Yeah, I don't think I could do that.
I don't want to be too close to the body while it's leaving, you know,
still alive.
Yeah,
isn't it funny that the one person that would know how to do something like this is not talking about it?
Yeah, and he respects the dead.
One maybe person, he's planning something.
There's somebody should at I this be worried? Table that respects the dead. Somebody at this table.
He's
respects.
Like, I'm not going to divulge my secrets.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think
so I might not be around tomorrow.
We are at the mark. So unless you want to start a new subject.
No, like, I don't think so.
Castration. We'll save that for the next one. Female castration in Africa.
Oh my God.
No.
We never really delve into that.
No, I don't think we will either, because that's painful. I kind of clenched.
Wait, don't. I'm going to talk about this. So let's not talk about it right now, because we need.
Well, you're going to have to talk to yourself.
We need stuff for the next one.
I don't know why I'd want to talk about that.
Yeah. Matt, thanks for coming in, man.
I'm glad to be here.
It was great to catch up.
Oh, yeah, it was Matt, everybody, in case you were wondering, because I said I just picked him up on the way here. Yeah,
Matt's
not really the
Chris.
Homeless people. Now my voice has it.
Oh.
All right. It's the new coffee.
I think Jose is giving us all mono right now.
Yes. He's stirring up the dust.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, everybody.
Have a good Sunday.
Matt, did you want to say one more thing before we get out of here?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Merry July.
Merry July?
Mm-hmm.
Open hyphen schnecken nuken.
Yeesh.
Yes.
Get schmecked.
All right, here we go.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Get down tonight. Dun, dun, dun.
Open, hypen, open, schnookin.
Yeah.
Leapin', lopin', oppin', lopin'.
Boogie schnickle.
Get schmecked. Get schmecked. Get schmecked.
Open the cup of the hand on the ass nookin.
I want to hear what that sounds like.
We're still on. I can't shut the door. How do I do that?